Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, Sports Open Live on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, great to be with you guys on a Tuesday night. Not going to be with you very long. We got Billikens basketball coming up. Pre-game's going to start at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the opening tip. The Billikens will be taking on Central Arkansas tonight. My man Bob Ramsey and my guy Earl Austin Jr. going to be on the call tonight. So college basketball back in full force tonight, obviously, with the Billikens here on KMOX. Mizzou's playing tonight. Illinois is playing tonight. You had a couple of big national games. Kansas and Michigan State are going at it right now. Kentucky and Duke coming up later on. So college basketball is officially back here on this Tuesday. Blues will be playing a little bit later on tonight. again, they got essentially the same lineup, a couple changes on the blue line for tonight compared to Sunday night in Anaheim, but the same skaters, same everybody else. nobody else is ready to come back just yet. Sounds like Oscar Sundquist is getting close, but he's not going to be back for tonight. So all that's going on. Obviously, we got baseball to mix in here as well. I didn't get a chance last night because of technical things we ran into toward the end of the show. To get to Mike Claiborne's interview with Harrison Bader, so we'll have that for you here in just a little bit. And, of course, that was after the news that Bader won his first gold glove, and we'll have that conversation for you, or at least part of it, coming up in just a little bit. I do want to open with some baseball, and, you know, we'll go for, you know, in the next segment I've got a specific player. You know, one of the guys that we haven't talked a lot about here in this offseason so far has been Dylan Carlson. We've touched on the Gold Glovers, and I mean, that's the majority of the lineup. So, you know, we've hit on that. We've hit on the shortstop position because it's a position that is, I don't know if controversial is the right word, but it's a position that certainly has a lot of attention on it for lots of reasons. I mean, in part because, you know, Paul DeJong wasn't productive in 2021. And while Edmundo Sosa was, it wasn't in a really large sample size. So it's a little hard to kind of weigh exactly what to expect from him in 2022. You know, if it were a couple of months more of at-bats, you might have a better idea, better or worse. But at this point, because that's there and because you happen to have this ridiculous class of free agents at the position, I mean, it's a topic of conversation. So we've touched on that a good bit. you know, we've touched on pitching, but really in the last, you know, week or two, but especially, you know, here in the last few days, one of the guys we haven't gotten into is Dylan Carlson. And of course, the news came down last night that he's a Rookie of the Year finalist in the National League. I don't think he's the favorite. Jonathan India is the favorite to win the award, but Carlson is top three. And he has certainly, you know, done everything you could have asked for a young player stepping into the big leagues and, you know, providing good defense, providing some, especially in right field. But I think the defense was probably a little less when he was playing center which was more than I think the team hoped for, because clearly, you know, they wanted Harrison Bader in center from the word go for a reason. But, you know, obviously a couple of injuries limited him in the beginning of the year in particular, so we didn't get to see the full effect of that. But I want to talk about Carlson more in the next segment, in part because, I mean, this is one of the players where there's room for significant growth. I mean, there typically aren't that many players in a lineup that you're going to look at and say from 1 year to the next, this guy is definitely on an upward trajectory. You know, guys like Arenado and Goldie, they're on a flat plane. I mean, you know what to expect, right? You know they're good. You know that's what to expect. They're probably not going to get dramatically better than they've been at other points in their careers. It's just normal, you know? Bader and O'Neill both had good years this year. O'Neill clearly a breakout year. Maybe there is more upside there, but I think the upside is kind of what we saw this year, right? I mean, the crazy power, the speed, the whole deal. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe there is more in the tank with Bader, but it was pretty good this year. But with Carlson, we're clearly looking at a young player who's only 22 years old. He actually just turned 23 at the end of October. So, you know, he'll be 23 all of next season. And I think there's a comp for him. There's a player that we can look at and have a similar sample size at basically the same age in the first full major league season. And I'll talk about that comp and get into what could be next for Carlson coming up next here on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, so let's pick back up where I left off there. I want to talk a bit about Dylan Carlson and kind of, you know, what's a reasonable expectation moving forward. And I don't want to, you know, blow up everything and say, yeah, I mean, well, he'll be an all-star next year or whatever. That's not where I'm going. I think there are sometimes players that have comparable traits, and I think it's important to understand, though, that no two players develop the same way. You know, if just because there are similarities doesn't mean they're going to be on the same path towards success. But what's interesting to me is that Dylan Carlson and Christian Yelich have had very similar age 22 seasons. First of all, for both of them, their age 22 season was their first full season in the major leagues. Now, Yelich had more time in the big leagues as a 21-year-old than Dylan Carlson did, but their age 22 seasons were very similar. So at age 22, Dylan Carlson had 619 plate appearances, and Yelich had 660 plate appearances. So again, it's close. When you look at the overall numbers, 764 OPS for 22-year-old Christian Yelich, 780 for 22-year-old Dylan Carlson. Yelich was 15% better than league average in that age 22 season. Dylan Carlson, 17% above league average in that age 22 season. The one big difference between them in that year, in that specific year, well, the two big differences. One, Yelich stole more bases. He stole 21 bases in that first full season. I mean, we know Carlson only stole two bags in his full rookie year. But Carlson had double the number of home runs that Yelich had at age 22. Yelich only hit 9 home runs. Of course, you know, 18 home runs for Dylan Carlson this year. And, you know, when you look at the two of them, they're similar in body structure. You know, Yelich listed at 6'3", 195, and Carlson listed at 6'2", 205. Now, that's what Yelich is listed at Baseball Reference. I don't know if that's from a measurement here recently. He was probably a little lighter than that when he was a younger player. But again, you're still talking about guys that are 6'2", 6'3", that have similar build. You know, one difference, obviously, is that Carlson is a switch hitter, and Yelich bats only from the left side. But the point is that, you know, at that young age, Yelich was already a good hitter. And he was a guy that was viewed as someone that had a lot more upside there. I'm not sure that anybody thought that at age 26 and 27, he'd have, you know, years where he hit nearly 330 with 35, 40 home runs. I mean, he exceeded expectations in that regard for sure. So, you know, I don't, you know, guy won the MVP as a 26-year-old and was second as a 27-year-old. And I'm not saying that that's the path that Carlson's headed on, because I think that's the extreme good side, right? That's if everything was perfect, you know, like that's your extreme high end. That's certainly not what you would expect him to become, because nobody expected Yelich to become that. But I don't see why you won't see Dylan Carlson become kind of the player that Yelich was in Miami right before he went to Milwaukee. If you look at what he was right before he went to Milwaukee, he was about 25% above league average. He was, you know, in his age 24 season, hit .298, 21 home runs, 38 doubles, .859 OPS. Like, that's the kind of player I envision Dylan Carlson being. And yeah, look, it can be less than that. I mean, there's no exact science to player development, to progress, you know, players' progression from one year to the next. It's not as simple as, well, you had a solid rookie year, so your next year should be better. Again, doesn't always work that way. But I do think those players have some similarities. Skill set is similar as well, in that they both had the same kind of on-base skill. Right, I mean, Yelich had a .362 on-base percentage in his first full major league season at the age of 22. Dylan Carlson had a .343 on-base percentage in his first full season at the age of 22. And the difference between them was, in that regard, was simply batting average. You know, Yelich hit .284, and obviously Carlson hit .266. So the difference in the on-base is not in their ability to draw walks or know the strike zone. The difference is in the, you know, just in the base hits that Yelich got that Dylan Carlson didn't. Now, Carlson slugged more in that rookie season, which is why the OPS was just a little bit higher. So again, I'm not trying to claim that they're the exact same player, but I guess my point is he's a player where it's reasonable to expect some pretty good progression in the coming years. Even if it's not to the all-star level, he still has the look of a player that should be, kind of gradually, continually getting better as he gains experience. And certainly, you know, that bodes well for that, you know, that top part of the lineup that we're talking about, whether you want him batting at the very top of the lineup or hitting fifth behind some of the other guys, whatever. I mean, his rookie season would show that that's not an unreasonable expectation. I mean, you know, 22-year-old players that are already 17% above major league average as offensive players are typically guys that can, you know, maintain that or even get better. And guys with the ability to draw some walks, players with the ability to know the strike zone, and that's something that Carlson has had as a part of his reputation, even going back to when he was drafted. Those are skills to build on. Again, he struck out a good bit this year, and not that much more, though, than Yelich did at the same age. And I think that's, another important point that, you know, they're not exact players. Well, you know, I'm not saying that these two players are carbon copies. I'm saying that there are enough similarities to say, all right, maybe there is something comparable there. Maybe there is something looking forward where you can see similar lines of progression. Not the exact same numbers. And I really don't think that Carlson's going to be the 40 homer guy. I would love to see the big 35, 40 homer years. I don't think we're going to see that. But I do think we're going to see the consistent 25 homer guy who hits a whole bunch of doubles, plays a good outfield, draws some walks, and all of that. And, you know, when you think about, you know, the way the lineup is structured and all the things that we have talked about, he hasn't been a big part of the conversation. And it's funny because it's interesting that a guy his age who's coming off a rookie year, the reason we're not talking about it too much is simply there's not much to talk about. I mean, he showed everybody that he's your right fielder going in next year. You know, there's no reason to change off of that. And in fact, there's reason to believe that there's more there that can be unlocked with further work and certainly, you know, further experience, you know, getting to know the league even better, making better and faster adjustments. You know, I mean, these are things that, you know, we'll see. Those are the things that are going to end up ultimately leading to the kind of progress that you need the player to make if you're going to go ahead and have that kind of an impact on, you know, on a major league team. But I think the outfield as a whole has gone from question to answer. And yeah, that includes Bader. We still have, you know, I think you'd still love to see less streakiness on the offensive side. But, you know, I mean, when the good outweighs the bad, we can measure it. I mean, it's there. When somebody's numbers are well above league average, I mean, there's nothing to fight about. There's nothing to argue that. That is the case. And if you look at Bader now in the last couple of years, I mean, he's combined 15% above league average as an offensive player for the last 2 years, in a row. He's been an above average offensive player in three of the last four seasons. The only year he was a below average offensive player, speaking of Bader, was 2019. He was above average in 2018. Now, he was below average in 2017, but it was 85 at-bats. You know, I mean, it was basically a month's worth of action. You can count it if you want, but I mean, I'm going with the seasons where he's played more. And in fact, if you go in the season, any season where he's had at least 300 at-bats, he's been an above-average offensive player in two of those three seasons. So, you know, I'd say we kind of have a good idea that that's an above-average offensive player, streaky player for sure, but still in the when you add it all up at the end, above average is above average. And when you combine that with elite defense, I mean, that's a good player. So the outfield has gone from questions to answers. The infield, we have answers at three of the four spots for sure. And at one of them, shortstop, we have a couple of maybes and obviously potential for free agent. You got a yes behind the plate. The only thing you don't have a yes on right now, I guess, is a DH. You got to figure that part out. But I thought it was interesting, and I saw this in Derek Gould's reporting today, that John Mozeliak mentioned that they believe at the moment that they're going to be more involved in the pitching side of things than on the offensive side of things. But, I mean, that doesn't mean they won't do both and they can't do both. They obviously can. But, you know, the lessons from 2021 were largely about having enough pitching to survive, and they didn't in 2021, and it took a long time to stabilize that. And if you know, the pitching staff had simply lived up to expectations from the word go, you'd have won the division. That's my conclusion. That's not the team's conclusion. That's my conclusion. Because the defense was everything it was supposed to be, and the offense wound up in the end being about what you would have thought it would have been, right? Middle of the pack in the National League. It wasn't going to be, it wasn't expected to be elite. Now, next year, I think we can expect it to be more, especially if you can add the DH in there. But number one thing is the pitching has to get back to being in the top, you know, five spots in the National League. And if it gets back to that, you'll have a lot of fun in 2022. All right, stick around. We're going to hear a little bit from Harrison Bader. His conversation with Mike Claiborne from yesterday is coming up next on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, I want you to hear a little bit from Cardinals center fielder Harrison Bader. Of course, won his first gold glove on Sunday night, and on Monday he joined Mike Claiborne and Joe Roderick for lunch with Claibs and Joe. That is something you can see on Twitter. If you go to Claibs' Twitter handle at Claibs Online, it's right there. Of course, you can find the link to all of Claibs' programming, all the interviews that he does, the shows that he does there on his Twitter handle as well. But this is from yesterday's lunch with Claibs and Joe, and Joe is Joe Roderick, as they talk to Harrison Bader about winning his first gold glove.
Well, we're glad we caught you, and again, congratulations, man. Something you and I talked a lot about during the season, and we knew this day was going to come. So give me your reaction once you got the news, because you got it well before last night, I'm sure. So give me your thoughts on what went through your mind after you got the news.
I really was just so happy. You know, part of me was choking up a little bit, and you know, in some tears, because it really has been a goal of mine to lock down this individual award. Part of it was just excitement, and then the other side was just kind of getting ready to go out there and win it again. I don't take it lightly at all. I know how many talented players are in this league, not even just in my position, just everywhere. So to be a part of, you know, obviously the one I won, but a team with five gold gloves, I mean, it's incredible. So I'm so happy, and I'm just gonna enjoy it until the start of the season. I'll refocus and do my best to win another one.
When did you hear that you had four teammates that also won it?
For this show's sake, the night that they were announced. Yeah, I heard it for the first time last night.
Yeah, that look of surprise. Oh my goodness, yeah. Really?
Didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
What about, I heard from two guys who were, I think, as giddy about you winning the gold glove as you were, and that was Willie McGee and Tommy Pham. I talked to both of them yesterday, and they were like proud parents, family members, and because they knew this was something you were capable of winning. What's it like for people who have been with you from day one? What did you have a chance to think about the impact they've had on you and your development? You had to go out and do it, But those guys kind of gave you a roadmap on how to get there.
No doubt. I mean, you said it best right there, Claves. I mean, it's so humbling. You know, guys taking time out of their schedules just to congratulate me, taking a second to send that message. It means the absolute world to me. It really does. You mentioned these guys creating a roadmap for me. You know, Willie's known me since A-ball, Double-A, fam. I mean, me and him go way back, as you know, Mike. So, you know, again, just a guy in both of them that I just want to emulate mentally, and the way they go about their business, how humble they are off the field, how much confidence they have in their own game and their own ability to succeed for their team. You know, that's exactly what I want to be surrounded with. So to have guys like Willie and fam reach out to me, you know, show their love, I mean, means the absolute world to me. Those guys have been big, you know, big brothers to me ever since pretty much I stepped in pro ball. So it's definitely a team effort. I'm very proud to bring it home for those guys like that.
Hey, Harrison, for you, you had a gold glove season as far as highlights are concerned. Was there one play you made during the season and you said to yourself, if that doesn't win a gold glove, then it'll never win?
I think the dive I made against, I think Nico Horner hit a short pop-up into center field, and I kind of came in at a funky angle, and it was just kind of ones that just hung up there just enough. And when I dove, my glove kind of turned over itself, and I somehow held on, and I ran a really long way for it. I think I covered just around 100 feet for it. So, you know, if you're making plays like that, reeling it in, if, like you said, man, if that's not going to win it, then, well, I'm laying it out there best I can. But I think that one stood out the most for me.
And outside of that, another one against the Cubs that I think you'll remember forever is the double play that you somehow got yourself into the rundown at the end of it, too. Not really a gold glove play, but one that's going to stick with you, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, if there's anywhere on a baseball field I do not belong, it is on the infield on defense. I'll tell you that. So the fact that I even touched the ball that close to home plate on defense, it's still crazy to me. I'm just happy I didn't launch the ball over Nolan's head into the seat. So that was a special one for sure. Yeah.
My favorite part of that too, you can see Tyler O'Neill in the background. He just kind of takes his hat off and tucks it into his arm and just kind of sits there and watches it and just hangs out.
Yeah, exactly. Especially takes the notes from him. You know, he understands what he does well and when he should not be involved in a defensive play. So I think next time maybe I might back off, but I got my one put out on dirt and that's good enough for me.
Know your role is what we like to say. Hey, right. You know, you wore some great gloves and now you got your headgear too. Let's give a shout out to the people who are sponsoring you on your glove and your headgear this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Claves, I appreciate that, brother. Bruce Bolt. You know, great people, family-run company. They just do a really good job of creating just quality gear that lasts. And I, you know, I'm obsessed with their products and everything about them. And as you could tell, I'm out here rocking it between workouts up in New York. So, listen, shout out to Bruce Bolt.
You continue to rock on, man. I'm sure that this award is going to be one of many for you. So keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait to hug you and shake your hand for this great opportunity, man. And just continue to enjoy this offseason. Congratulations again. And we'll see you real soon. And thanks for joining us.
Yes, Claves. Thank you, baby. That means the world. I appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for having me.
There you go. Mike Claiborne and his partner, Joe Roderick, that are doing the lunch with Claves and Joe from yesterday. And, you know, it's a longer show than just 5 minutes, but they spent a little time with Harrison Bader. And, you know, I think, you know, when we're, you know, I, for a long time, you know, especially 2019, but I mean into 2020, because people are still fixated on things like batting average and, you know, Bader only hit .226 in 2020. We've had this kind of constant argument about this player. And look, I think it was a legitimate question coming into 2021, what he is. Is he an everyday, like an everyday guy? We know he is defensively, but is he a guy that maybe you need to play some matchups with? And, you know, because his problem when he had struggled has been struggling against right-handed pitching. But that was something that he made a legitimate improvement on in 2021. And while he is still he was actually better against right-handed pitching this year than he was against left-handed pitching. So not only was there an improvement, but there was kind of a dramatic leveling of the playing field. And I think that we should be now past the point where we're arguing about this particular player. Again, expect streaks. That's been a characteristic of his career so far, and that's okay. You know, as long as the good outweighs the bad. I mean, this is the point. Like in a 6-month, 162-game season, it's about the accumulation of all things. And when you add them all up, because at various points, players are hot or cold, right? I mean, Paul Goldschmidt was streaky last year, right? Got off to a slow start. Took a while for him to become Goldie again. But then once he became Goldie, he stayed hot, and he stayed hot for a good extended period of time. If you look at Harrison Bader in 2021, yeah, you know, there was a month where he wasn't good. That was August. But July was awesome, and September was awesome. And we have to kind of get past trying to nitpick those things, I think, a little too far. So we got more baseball coming your way throughout the course of the rest of the week. We'll get some Blues in this week as well. Coming up next, we've got Billikens basketball. The Billikens taking on Central Arkansas. Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. have the call. In fact, we got back-to-back nights with Billikens basketball. So enjoy some college hoops. That's coming up next here on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.